بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فعن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال خير الناس أنفعهم للناس رواه الطبراني. سيدنا جابر رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the best of people is the one who is most beneficial for other people. Now, what does this hadith mean? So Nabi, this hadith is saying that if there are two people that are doing everything that is compulsory, that is necessary, they are both practicing upon deen, then one aspect of virtue that one through which one's rank will be raised over the other is how much he benefits other people. And this is also a very important part of our deen, benefiting other people, helping other people. And when we come on to the topic of benefiting other people, helping other people, there are two categories. And both categories fall under this hadith. The first category is that you benefit people physically in regards to their worldly life. Someone has a problem, you physically help them out. You get someone else to help them out. You help them financially, whether here, whether in another country. Someone is suffering, you help them financially. These all come under the hadith. But this is the first category. That you are helping them and this help is associated to their worldly matters. And the other form, the other category, is that you are helping them but this help is associated to their deeni matters. You are encouraging someone about any aspect of deen, Muslim, non-Muslim. You are participating in a deeni effort. Assisting in the masjid, that is, you may not indirectly be bringing someone closer to deen, but indirectly you are helping in the running of the masjid, and the masjid is bringing people closer to deen. You go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. You give donations to deen institutes, to darulums, to madrasas. You give donations for the publication, for the dissemination of Islamic literature. All of these fall in the second category, which is helping people in the deen. Now, both of these categories are important. It is not correct to say that either one of these are less, they hold less importance. They are both extremely important and both have a very large number of virtues. But the point I mentioned ahead is because often, unfortunately, in our time, because many relief companies, they have a lot more means often. Especially those that are in the UK. They have more means, they are usually more digitally aware as well. Their campaigns look better as well compared to those that come on behalf of Dini institutes, especially those that come from other countries, from the subcontinent. And they don't have the same colour, you can say, in their appeal, in their efforts. So we should also understand the point ahead, which is that when you are helping someone in the Dini matters, in the worldly matters, then you are helping them, and the max your help will take them is till the grave. And when you are helping someone in the deeni matters, then this help will stay with them forever. Because when someone does anything for the sake of deen, even if it is something very small, you encourage someone even to do one amal, then the reward for that amal will remain for them with them forever in the hereafter. That is why in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, shall I inform you of the one who is most generous? Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, do so. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most generous, of course. Then he said, from the humans, I am the most generous. And then who comes on number three? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after me, the most generous is the person who learns any piece of knowledge and then spreads it. He didn't say the one who spends all of his wealth 100% in the path of Allah Ta'ala. He said, the one who benefits someone in the deeni matters. This doesn't just refer to an alim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ilman, a piece of knowledge. You learn any piece of knowledge, you pass it on, you encourage other people to do it, you are falling into the category of the most generous of people. And by extension, if you spend your wealth in the dissemination of knowledge, in the production of ulama, or even for maktabs, for masajid, you are also part of this category. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to spend in both avenues generously. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.